In Surah Al-An'am, there is an interesting sequence of ayat starting in ayah number 40, in which Allah starts the ayah with قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ. A couple of ayat later, Allah says قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. And then directly after this ayah, we see the word قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ used one more time. And as we can see, the translation for all of them is, have you considered? So, why is there an extra letter in these two words? And why is it not all the same? And does this change have an effect on the meaning? Well, first, it is true that these two words mean the same thing in English, because this is as far as the English sentence can convey. However, in Arabic, there sure is a difference between these two words. But let's start by understanding what is the origin of this word to see why these words are used here and to what effect. The origin of these two words is أَرَأَيْتَ, which is made up of a particle to form a yes or no question, and رَأَيْتَ, which then all of it means have you considered. So it is then a second person singular question. And أَرَأَيْتُمْ is then the plural form. So then أَرَأَيْتُمْ is the second person plural question. So where does this كَاف come from? This كَاف in Arabic is a particle called كَاف الخطاب, or in English, the كَاف of the second person. So in spite of the fact that the verb is already indicating a second person and conveys the meaning of addressing someone, we say the translation is have you considered, there is another particle of addressing someone added into this word. And the addition of كاف الخطاب has two main effects. First, it is used in this case for giving a warning. And the second is for drawing the attention of the listener even more, like, let's say, trying to wake someone up. The interesting part is the choice as to where each of these two words is used in the Quran. And as we can see in these ayat, the word أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ is used when it came to warning the disbelievers of the hour or of the punishment of Allah to those who are not heed to his warnings, to attract their attention and to warn them.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةِ.
And
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ بَغْتَةً أَوْ جَهْرَةً.
So that's why كاف الخطاب is used first with عذاب الله and also الساعة, the day of judgment. However, with the other ayah, which is also a warning, Allah used أَرَأَيْتُمْ because it was a warning that Allah would take the graces that He had given to them. So it was less severe than the Day of Judgment and the punishment of Allah on this day.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ.
So we can say that there is a warning in all of these ayat, but using كاف الخطاب is taking this warning to the next level by confronting the disbelievers and making them pay more attention to what is being said. And we can see a very similar use in the story of Musa and his encounter with Al-Khadr. Notice how Al-Khadr reacted the first time when Musa, peace be upon him, questioned his action.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
And then they went on their way, since Musa said that he had forgotten his promise. But when he did it again for the second time, notice how Al-Khadr is reacting to the question of Musa, peace be upon him.
قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبَرًا.
Which then shows a change in the tone of Al-Khadr, making the sentence come in a form of a warning and a reminder that this is the second and last chance. So the use of كَافُ الْخِطَابِ in this ayah shows the degree of the warning that was given by Al-Khadr to Musa, peace be upon him, and making the speech more confrontational to draw more attention to what is being said. The miracle of the Quran is not only in its meaning, but its incredible accuracy to the single letter, which then delivers a perfect intended meaning and even the tone of what is being said, with its underlying meaning. Quran is truly full of miracles. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.